Hearing from the newsmakers and the people they impact. The Mike Hosking Breakfast with Radius Care. Caring is our calling. News Talk ZB.
23 minutes away from 8, Paris Hilton for a chat out of New York after 8 o'clock this morning. Meantime, new report into our economy and the mess that it's in and how we got here. The blame, according to the New Zealand Initiative, lies with the government. Now, it highlights the government's role in distracting, their word not mine, distracting the Reserve Bank from maintaining price stability with money remaining too loose for too long as a result of wrong inflation forecasts from the banks, along with the government's prioritisation of achieving low employment over the risk of inflation breaking out. Senior Fellow at the New Zealand Initiative, author of this report, Dr. Bryce Wilkinson, is with us. Bryce, morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Michael.
Now, it's what I've been saying for 2 years, and I'm no genius. So does that make this fairly obvious?
Yes, it's largely documenting what has been said by a range of people who've got expertise in this matter over the last two years. So we've quoted extensively from senior ex-Reserve Bank employees, people who've been interviewed by the media and the like. So this is a compilation of all the reasons for concern, and there's a considerable number of them.
You mentioned ex-employees. Is staff turnover, I know this is getting off the subject slightly, but is staff turnover at the Reserve Bank and their appointment of certain people a problem?
Yes, it is, and the report covers that. There's been high turnover at the top level of management, and the technical qualifications and experience of the people there I compare with that in the Reserve Bank of Australia, and the difference is quite stark.
The forecasts that you talk of that they got wrong, can we excuse them to a degree, because you could argue that seemingly in the heat of the moment everyone got their forecast wrong?
Yes, we can, and that was happening sort of internationally among central banks, and it was also happening with a lot of private sector forecasting organisations too. But so the point is there that central banks, including ours, should be putting real resources into assessing what was wrong with their modelling and putting that right. And our central bank should be sort of working closely with them, because they've got a lot more expertise than New Zealand can mount. Not that I'm knocking New Zealand's expertise, but at the moment I don't see that our central bank's doing that. Hopefully it is. But when you look at the employment growth in the bank, which I do in the report, it's not in that area. All of the growth and employment's going in more fringe things like public communications and bigger regulatory stuff, climate change, that sort of thing.
How big a mistake was the dual mandate from the government on employment?
I think it was quite a big mistake. It is a distraction. It's not needed. The central bank's been taking employment into account when it thinks about inflationary pressures ever since the 1990s, when it got focused on price stability. There is an argument that it hasn't made a big difference for that reason, but it's certainly been a distraction, because no one knows what a maximum sustainable rate of employment really is or how to measure it. So the banks had to put resources and into that, and hasn't been able to resolve the problem, of course. So a rule which no one really understands and can't measure properly isn't very useful.
Tell me if I'm wrong or I'm being unfair. I've seen in the last couple of years Robertson and Orr basically interchangeable. They're clearly on the same page and they're happy to help each other out. Is that unfair?
It might be. I think that was probably the way. But now that inflation has broken out, Adrian Orr has been very firm and committed to getting inflation down again. And that can't be helping the Minister of Finance too much in an election year.
No.
So
it's fallen apart of late, though, hasn't it? I mean, his comments have been interesting. Cool your jets, government spending, it's not helping, immigration settings, all of that. Clearly, Orr's reached the end of his tether, and he's now, if not desperate, he's worried about what's going on.
Yes, he's got a big job in front of him. In their useful review of what had gone wrong, which they published in November last year, they did admit that they'd been too loose for too long, but only with the wisdom of hindsight, whereas some of their ex-colleagues were saying they should have been aware of the indicators earlier.
There were plenty of people saying that. That funding for lending, and I'll never forget it, Bryce, he was always on the program when that funding for lending thing came in, and they were handing out money to the banks left, right and centre. And I asked him about restrictions, and I said, why isn't it restricted? You know, and he said, well, that's up to the banks. That to me was one of the worst decisions he could have made. Or was it?
Yeah, that was an awful policy. And the big mistake was to, at the outset, say it was going to be around for 2 years.
Yeah.
When it was clear within a few months that the economy had bounced back.
And he stuck with it.
From the lockdown.
He stuck with it.
Well, he'd sort of given his word, you see. He was in a bind.
Was he? I'd go, look, the economy's changed and I don't want to end up with an inflationary problem, so sorry, I misled you, I'll just take the money back or the program's over. Wouldn't that be easy to say?
Yes, you could say that, yes. And that's a fair question.
In totality, I mean, we're not out of this yet, we're still in the middle of it all, but is it not the truth that when this stuff hits you, it's the luck of the draw? If you happen to have a good government of the day or a good Reserve Bank governor of the day, you're lucky. If you don't, you end up in the mess we're in.
Yes, people really do matter. Expertise and experience is really, really very, very important, and particularly with something as important as monetary policy, which affects everyone in the country one way or another.
Bryce, always good to have you on the program. Appreciate it very much. Bryce Wilkinson, senior fellow at the New Zealand Initiative.